The only Dawson refuses to be categorized. Hey now, sing a little song, because the only Dawson refuses to be categorized. Oh, my darlings, it has been a while. It's been a long time. It's been some months since I did my last episode. I've missed you. Have you been? Full disclosure, I have written to you many times in that I recorded a lot of podcasts and then none of them saved. I don't know what was wrong with the app on my phone. And then like the next time I'd go to do it, I'm like, oh, that's right, I had that issue. Now surely it was just like a bug for that day. And then I would record another 15-minute episode and it'd be like, oh no, that didn't work either. Oh, goody, good. So that's where we're at. And I just did not have the brain space to fix that issue. But my kids are on holidays now, and my 6 months of dealing with absolute school bullshit is behind me, and I'm moving my kids to a new school next year, and I feel so hopeful and so grateful. So I wanted to catch you up, and I've just finished a 3-monthly review for August, September, October. So I thought I would have a little share with you about what I've done, how much I earned, what I've created next. Hooray! So I'm doing a bit of a simpler version than I usually do for my kind of monthly reviews. Otherwise, I'm just like never going to get this thing finished. So done is better than perfect. And tomorrow morning, I am heading off on holidays. Hooray for a week. And we're going to this beautiful house on a canal, like a river canal. And it's got a pool next to the river. And we can go kayaking in the river. And I'm so looking forward to it. I'm so excited. And also for years, I've had on my bucket list to go kayaking on the river with my oldest kid, and my littlest kid is not interested at all in water sports. So anyway, I've been so excited to do that, and then found this house, and this house comes with a kayak and it's on the river, and I'm like, oh my god, hooray. So I'm very excited to do that. Anyway, let's have a share about what I did for the 3 months of August, September, October. So when I think back, you know, the start of August, I was still going through some really difficult feelings of grief and shock and trauma. I talked more about what happened in a blog post called When Awful Things Happen, When Awful Things Come Marching In. And it was just some big stuff. And even now when I think about it, it's hard to describe how difficult it was. My cousin, who was my closest, he was one of my closest friends when I was growing up, died suddenly, and it was just a real shock to the system. And then this other awful thing happened, and I don't even want to talk about it right at this point. So if you want to read about it, you can go to leoniedawson.com/all of it. Anyway, it was just really big feelings, and it just took me some time to recover from that. And compounding on that stress as well, that's when my kids' schools started going through some major issues, and the high school part of it was closed. And so we immediately started doing school tours, and our kids ended up going on a trial day at another school. And like, I'll be honest, like that trial day was actually like a big highlight for us as a family, because we just got so excited about the kind of the art program, music program, and the language possibilities of moving to that new school. And we start there next year. In retrospect, we probably should have tried to move them over straight away to save ourselves 2 terms of more school drama and distress. But, you know, one, they didn't have place for one of our kids, and we were just trying to work out what was the right thing to do. And that's what we did. In retrospect, it wasn't, but we did the best we could. Okay, so those are like the big hard parts. The other parts are really sweet blessings, which I'm so grateful for. this seems like the most nothing thing in existence, but it's actually just like one of my favorite things this year. I found this rainbow cardigan from Dangerfield and I bought one for myself, absolutely fell in love with it, wore the absolute shit out of it. And then I loved it so much and my kids were always stealing it. So I bought them matching rainbow cardigans as well. And one of my friends, Amanda Rootsy, also bought the same one as well. And so I just love that there's like these cardigans out in the world and they're just magnificent. I also, my old cubicle buddy, my old boss, Lil came and visited with her family. And if you were like around in the olden days of the blog while I was still working in the Australian government, she was my boss back then and we had so much fun together. We sat right next to each other for 7 years and we never argued and we just laughed ourselves stupid and we've just continued to be dear friends to this day, which I'm so, so grateful for. And it's just a real blessing because her husband and two kids came and we ended up just hanging out like as a big group. There are 8 of us. And I love that like our little friendship of 2 has now expanded to a friendship of like 8 people. And my kids got along with their kids really beautifully. And, you know, we spent a lot of time hanging out with them when we were living in Canberra. So we were there for 4 years when the kids were little. So the kids are used to hanging out when they're little and now they're teenagers kind of hanging out, tweens hanging out. And it was just, it was beautiful. So it was just such a joy and I'm so grateful we got to experience it. As soon as they left, my biggest kid was like, Mom, we have to see them every single year. So I want to try and make that happen because it was just such good fun. My big kid went away on school camp as well. And that's always just a thrill. I love seeing them grow up and try new things and find their own feet in the world. And bless my big kid as well. She's a real nurturer. And I'm very grateful for that. She's always been that way. And one of the younger kids was feeling really nervous about going away. And so I said to her, oh, can you make sure you just keep an eye out on this specific kid? And she's like, of course, Mum. She's one of our little girly pops. Of course we'll take care of her. And then the photos from camp came in and, you know, my big kid was like in every photo, she's just, you know, hovering around the little kid looking after her. And I'm like, oh, that sweet kid. She's just such a good egg. She had lots of fun with her friends as well, but I'm just grateful that she has that, like, I don't know, that kind of quality in her that's like looks after littler ones as well and tends to everyone. So I'm very grateful for that. What else? Oh, another huge blessing. So my husband was like, what do you want to do? Because it's my 40th. I turned 40 this year. And he's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I was like, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. And he's like, well, you know, I just don't feel like I'm doing enough. Like what, you know, your 40 is a big thing. Like what do you want to do? And he was just so insistent that we just, you know, I do whatever I want. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll go away for my girl with my girlfriends for a night. And he's like, okay, but is that enough? And I was like, okay, two nights. And he was like, uh-huh. And I said, do I have a budget on like where I can book? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so in love with you at this point. So cute, this man. And just like, you know, he got me so many other things as well, bless his heart. But yeah, like this, I've got to book this beautiful kind of historic chalet up in the mountains with the most incredible views in near Mullaney, and it was just so beautiful. And I went away with some of my dearest girlfriends, Maddie Beaufort, the artist, and Tash Corbin, who's a business coach as well, and Jodie Lee, who's a hypnotherapist, and another friend, Bron, who doesn't spend her life on the internet. and we just, oh my gosh, I can barely cope. It was that beautiful. We just had such deep woman time. And like I always say, like when women circle, magic happens. So we just scream, laughed, and talked our faces off and we rested and we nurtured each other and we played highly competitive card games and it was perfect. And every time I think of that weekend, my heart just like glows with gratitude. It was perfect. It really was. And I'm so grateful. And then I also, like, at some point, not for my birthday, just for funsies, but I had a spa afternoon as well with some of my business goddess friends, like Tash Corbin and Amanda Rootsy from Shine With Within, From Within, and Claire Riley and Cass Della. If you want to, like, check out their links, if you go to, I don't know, my blog, you'll be able to find that shit. LeonieDawson.com/podcast. Anyway, I am just obsessed with them. I'm obsessed. I feel like Kris Jenner when I'm around them, in that I just feel like such a momager. Like, I'm just so proud of them. I'm so excited for them. I am just like stalking them because I'm so in love with them. I do not play it cool. I do not play it cool. Anyway, so after 4 years living here on the Sunshine Coast, I really do feel like my friendship circle is deepening and my heart's so happy. Like, I've always found it so easy to make friends here because, I don't know, it's just a really cool demographic here. It's an interesting demographic of, there's a high level of entrepreneurs here. And the ones that, even if they're not entrepreneurs, you know, there's just a massive homeschooling crew here, even though we don't homeschool anymore, but just people that are like nature lovers, but highly educated and beautiful, just beautiful, usually kind of spiritual leaning. So I love it. And it just continues to get deeper for me. And I'm so grateful. And one of my dearest friends is also now moved to the end of my street as well. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm so grateful. I'm so, so grateful. So that's what's been happening on the life front. And I feel so lucky about that. Okay, what's next? Let's talk about the best books that I've read in the last 3 months. So I've definitely slowed down on the amount of book reading I'm doing due to an eye condition that I've recently developed. My eyes aren't producing enough oil, and it's a whole thing. It's not something I can cure. It's just something that I need to manage for the rest of my life now. But that's okay. But what it does mean is that I do need to, like, I've had to reduce a lot of my screen time and book reading time. And for me, that's very difficult because I'm hyperlexic, which means I'm just a massive book nerd. I read, you know, between 100 to 400 books a year, and curtailing that consumption is a bit challenging, but I'm just trying to, you know, follow my eyes. Having said that, like, I do look back at what I've read in 3 months, and it still probably looks like a lot. So I don't want you to be like, wow, Leonie, you did not. But I promise, like, I'm no longer treating myself to like reading like 6 or 8 books on a weekend. I'm not like a binge reading like that anymore. I have to like go a lot more slowly. I also am discovering, like, currently I'm not able to read like mass market paperbacks, like, you know, the smaller sized paperbacks, just because the font and the spacing's too small, even though, you know, I've got the right lenses for my eyes and all that kind of stuff. It's just too tricky with my eyes at the moment. I'm also finding Kindle reading tricky. So I'm subsisting on rations of graphic novels, audiobooks, large print books, and trade paperback books, which are the larger paperbacks or hardcovers. They're kind of like the same format as hardcovers, and they've got a lot more spacing and a bigger font in it. So now that I've talked about the format of books, which is very important to me, I'll talk you through what I did read and what I've loved. So graphic novels and art books first. I read Ken Doan, Art Design Life by Ken Doan, which is kind of like a coffee table book. I absolutely love his positivity, his color, and, you know, he's got a really long-lived creative career, and it was like a collection of art and essays, and that man has continued to innovate and is so committed to his family, it's just a beautiful thing. So his kids are grown up now. They both work in his business as well. His wife has worked in his business the whole way along and designed a lot of his fashion ranges for him. And they work off whatever's people's, you know, like everyone's interested in, like his wife really liked fashion, so she did a lot of the fashion range. One of his kids is a photographer, so like incorporated a lot of that. And he says in the book that his kids are like his grown-up best, you know, his grown-up kids are like his best friends, and they've just created this beautiful life together. And I just think it's remarkable and very, very special. Other books, Button Pusher by Tyler Page, which is a graphic memoir about Tyler's childhood diagnosis of ADHD. If you're neurodiverse or love someone who's neurodiverse, you might find that useful. I got this book from River Read, which is one of my favorite bookstores here, and it's called What the Fuck Is This by Celeste Mountjoy. She's like, I think maybe an Instagram illustrator. I didn't find it that way because I'm not really on social media, but I just saw it and I thought it was great. It was a very easy read and it just made me laugh and sigh in equal measure. So those were delicious. I also read Amazing, Fantastic, Incredible, a Marvelous Memoir by Stan Lee, which is a biography of him in comic form. And it was just really fascinating to read how his comic career began and continued, because he's just been around for forever. I'm not really into any of like the Marvel series. I'm not really into those kind of graphic novels. I'm more into like graphic memoirs instead of comic books, but I just appreciate all creatives, really. I also loved Fine, a comic about gender by Rhea Ewing. And that's like a part memoir, part comic interview series about gender exploration. Welcome to St. Hell, My Trans Teen Adventure by Lewis Hancox, which is a graphic memoir of a trans teen. You know, I read a lot of stuff in order to try and understand other people's perspectives and just to be like, even though, oh no, I don't need to get into that. No, I like to read graphic memoirs about a lot of different experiences, and it just helps me just be better, really. Okay. I also read Amongst the Liberal Elite, The Road Trip Exploring Societal Inequities Solidified by Trump by Ellie Lonnon. Now, it's a hard one to describe in that it is, it's like the memoir of somebody who's gone on a road trip, but it's totally fictional and it's very tongue-in-cheek, and it absolutely made me snort with laughter and grimace in self-recognition as well. Very tongue-in-cheek, about a white liberal couple attempting to live like their best woke lives very earnestly, and it is just, I don't know, it's just very funny and excruciating all at once. It's great. It's great. And I, like, you know, I say this as somebody who is very liberal leaning. It was, yeah, I loved it. And I also read Sensory Life on the Spectrum by Schnumm, S-C-H-N-M-N-U-M-N. And that was an anthology of comics created by autistic people. I also remembered, like, as I'm reading through this, like, this is not all of the books that I read. This is just all the 5-star books I've read. So I've read more than this. But I promise I did try and curtail my reading. Okay, on the memoir and nonfiction front, the books that I love the most. Hey, this is over 3 months. That's a really long time. It's not 1 month. Okay, I'm just reminding myself. Okay, You Can Buy Happiness and It's Cheap, How One Woman Radically Simplified Her Life and How You Can Too by Tammy Strobel. If you like frugalism, you'll probably find that one useful. I read All of This, A Memoir of Death and Desire by Rebecca Wolf. And I've followed Beck's blog for like 15 years or more now. I remember reading her first book over 10 years ago. And this is just, it's so stark and so honest. It's the story of her husband's cancer diagnosis and death, and the marriage struggles that they had leading up to it. And, you know, it's quite confronting and tender and beautiful and hard all at once. And I'm in awe of her, really. I just salute her big time for her courage, because as she says in the book, like, when somebody dies, you're only supposed to speak kindly of them, apparently, especially if you're the widow. You can't actually be honest about who they were as a human and all of their, you know, their best parts and their weaknesses as well. And she's just so committed to being honest about it. So very, very gripping book. I also read Heating and Cooling, 52 Micro Memoirs by Beth Ann Fennelly. I had that one recommended to me like a few times and I'm really glad I read it. It is beautifully written and it's both heart-wrenching and stupidly funny as well. I ended up giving it to my mother-in-law after I finished reading it because I read her the first page and she could barely cope. The first page is so great. It basically says, so her, in every single book that her husband writes, her husband's also a writer, there is a character named Colin who dies. And that's because she had a boyfriend who was Scottish and he was an architect and his name was Colin. And so her husband's kind of got this inferiority complex about that. In fact, he couldn't be a Scottish man named Colin who's an architect. He can't build stories, but what he can do is write stories and push Colin out of them. I don't know why. It's written much better than that, but the whole idea of that just makes me laugh. Like, there's just so much love in that and just so much, just I love humans, really. They're so funny. Okay, Wintering, The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times by Catherine May. I'm a new fangirl of Catherine May. I adore the pace and the message of that book. I immediately ordered and pre-ordered her other books. She is an autistic English writer, but it's not – her books – well, the Wintering has got nothing to do with autism. I just find that I really relate to somebody who's got autism and I understand them even more. But this is all about when you've got to go through seasons in life where you have to winter, where you have to retreat, where you have to go into the cave. And, of course, we do this constantly, right? So Wintering was fantastic. I absolutely adored it. I also read Get Rich or Lie Trying, Ambition and Deceit in the New Influencer Economy by Simon Brown. And that's a fascinating journalist investigation about like the influencers. And I preferred a similar book on the same topic, which is called Break the Internet. Get Rich is pretty grim and intense, but still an intriguing read. And I love reading about, you know, kind of my, it's not really my industry because I wouldn't count myself as an influencer, but, you know, it's adjacent to my career. So it was fascinating. And I also read The No Show by Beth O'Leary. I'm still chasing the high of The Flat Chair, which was Beth's first novel, but I haven't quite found it yet, but that one was still gripping, which reminds me, I should add in here as well. The Flat Chair is now streaming on Paramount Plus as a series. I just binged the whole thing yesterday. I loved it. I don't think I loved it as much as the book, but that's the whole thing, right? It's hard to get that high. Anyway, I think she's a fantastic author. I also read some audiobooks, Midlife and the Great Unknown, Finding Courage and Clarity Through Poetry by David Wyatt. Honestly, like he could read a Wikipedia page on like iron ore production and I'd still find it beautiful. His voice is divine, but his words really are magic too. I also listened to Bodhisattva Mind, Teachings to Cultivate Courage and Awareness in the Midst of Suffering by Pema Chodron. And listened to all of that while doing kind of daily hot eye compresses to manage my eye condition. So look at me, Ma. I can read with my eyes closed. I am so gifted. Okay, what else? I read a whole bunch of blog posts. Yay, look at me go. I'm so proud of me. I did a bunch of interviews. If you want to interview me, email support@leoniedawson.com. If you want to know about all the software I use to run my business, go to leoniedawson.com/tools. And that's got all of the thingy wingies I use. Now, let me tell you how much money I made. In that 3-month period, I earned $208,218. So, where that came from, $181,000 came from e-courses and the Brilliant Business and Life Academy. Goal Getter Planners brought in just under $2,000. My passive income business, which I set up like six years ago, I worked on it actively for a couple of years, and now it's just 100% passive income. That brought in $20,000. As an affiliate for Kajabi, I brought in just over $2,500. My Calm Christmas Planner on Etsy brought in $144. My shares of ethical managed funds did not increase. My investment property is now converted to a family property for in-laws. And that's all my income sources at the moment. And if you want to see the graph of how it's divvied up, you can go to leonodawson.com/podcast. You'll find it there, of like where the e-courses come through. But, you know, as soon as I launched the academy, it was just like a massive change to our revenue stream. So before, our revenue came in kind of lots and lots of different chunks. And now, like, you know, 98% of our income comes through one source, which is the academy. And that's going to remain the same. Like, I envision most of our sales will come through the Brilliant Biz and Life Academy because it's just such an instant yes. Basically, I put together all of the courses that I offer, all of the workbooks, all of my books, everything, put it all in one place. It's under $100 a year to access it. You get monthly group coaching calls. And we currently have like 1,400 members, which is just brilliant. And I'm so excited to just keep developing it and growing it. It just is something that's like an essential resource for all business owners. They're all like, you know, are you in the academy? Because you should be. It's a really good idea. LeonieDawson.com/academy. Anyway, it is a joy to be here. It's a joy to catch up. I promise I won't leave it as long next time. Before I send you some more voicemails over the internet like this and sing you stupid songs because I'm gifted at that. All right, you got this. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Look at you go. I am like Kris Jennering you in a non-problematic way. Okay, bye.